Why would anyone make or eat this? That was when God ran from across the sky on Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Those are the words that came out of Corbin's mouth. Story time. The other night, my wife said, "Hey, Ryan, can you make supper tonight? I have all the ingredients to make Reuben sandwiches." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I got this," because I love Reubens. I think they're amazing. I also said, "You know, we have children who are not going to appreciate this." She's like, "Oh, yeah, it's all right. They'll learn." So I made them. We had some delicious marbled rye bread. We had the Swiss cheese, the sauerkraut, the Thousand Island dressing, the corned beef. I grilled those suckers up deliciously, made plenty so we'd all have enough. And I'll tell you who had enough. I had enough because Corbin, yeah, Corbin's like, "No, I don't want this. I don't know why I would eat this." Thing is, I think he still ate some of it because he's a hungry dude. But I had plenty of leftovers for Dad to chow down on him because I don't think Mercy ate hers. I don't think Zebedee ate all his. I think Malachi didn't even finish his, which they have to have some of it. They have to try some of it or else they're not getting any dessert. So they would all take their begrudging bite. And then I would get, Chris and I, my wife and I would get the rest of their sandwich. So, hey, I should make Reubens more often. But I know that they'll grow. Their tastes will change. At one point in my life, I probably would have turned my nose up at them too. It's nice that we don't stay immature in all things. And, you know, maybe Corbin will never like Reubens. But I know he'll grow up in other ways. Here's These Days from Jeremy Camp on Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.